John's in Ballyclare. Morning, John.
Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
I would just like to respond to Jim there, saying that he hoped that the PSNI would catch these people and bring them before the courts. Well, my home was broken into this last year. A very violent robbery. He smashed the doors in with sledgehammers. Two doors, he smashed them in with sledgehammers. His son was in the home at the time.
He was in the house when they were smashing the door down?
Yes, he was He was on the computer, Stephen, doing work for his A-levels. He's now at university in Dundee, doing medicine. These people, Stephen, one of them cut himself, and he left his DNA. He was brought before the court because he had previous convictions. They were able to find out who he was, and he was brought before the court. He was, excuse me, Stephen, that's still very raw with me. He was brought before the courts. He was given a 22-month prison sentence because he had a previous conviction.
What was the impact on your son? Because I want to hear what, you know, when these people do this, the impact that there is on the victim.
Not only an impact on my son. He was studying for his A-level exams. Gosh, just imagine it. You have an exam coming up and you're studying there, and these people smash into home. He actually hid in below the bed when they smashed in. He hid. I mean, my son plays rugby. He's 18 years old. He's a rugby player. It's terrorised him. He was scared out of his life. You know, there's at least three of them. There was at least three, because he heard the voices. He heard them mentioning names. He knew there were three of them in the home. But he hid him under the bed.
And he was able, they didn't see him under the bed?
They didn't see him, and they ransacked the house and stole jewellery and various things. I say, when this chap cut himself, he was brought before the courts. He had 22 months. 1 week later, he appealed it, and he got 18 months suspended. Now, I have written to the Leganfed court and asked him, and asked the judge, written a letter to the judge, and asked him, Stephen, please explain to me why the sentence was reduced. I'm still waiting now. That was in August last year. I have never received anything back. The courts had the decency to write back to me. So
not even a response.
Not Jim Wells didn't say, get these people into the courts. That'll not happen. They'll do nothing on them.
So you're telling me that someone who breaks your door down with a sledgehammer gets a suspended sentence?
Yes, and he has had previous convictions before. Yeah, that's a crying out shame. It's the justice system here. I've spoken to David Ford about it. I complained to David Ford about it. I tried my best. Absolutely nothing. Just wave it under the table. A suspended sentence that he's laughing at me. I see him in Ballyclare laughing at me. You know, it's hard to take, Stephen. I'm 60 years old. I have never been unemployed since I left school. I pay my taxes. I do everything I have to do. Shame on the justice system in this country. Shame on them. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what we'll do on your behalf, because it's what you're paying for when you pay for the BBC, all right? What we'll do is someone from our office will ring you, and we will go to the Northern Ireland Court Service, and we will ask them, do they think that's respectful? Just not even replying to you. Now, I can't get involved in whether the sentence was right or not, and the judge will have had all the details in front of them. But they're not even sending you a reply. Let me tell you, we'll ask the Northern Ireland Court Service if that's what they think is good citizenship, all right?
And I handed the letter in personally.
Right. Well,
to the Leggan State Court.
Right. Well, let me take that bit of it up for you, all right? And
Thank you very much.
I promise you we will chase that and ask for an explanation as to what they're doing, just ignoring you. Okay?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.